Welcome to this energetic lesson on creating groovy, shuffled bass and drum interactions in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass production. By the end of this session, you'll have a solid understanding of how to work more efficiently to create rhythms that bounce and roll, ensuring your listeners remain captivated. Let's dive into what you'll be building today. You'll produce a short drum and bass track section featuring a punchy kick and snappy snare, a rolling, shuffled bass line, simple yet effective drum fills, and a minimal arrangement that emphasizes groove. To kick things off, start by setting up your Ableton Live session. Open Ableton and create a new project. Set your tempo to around 170-180 BPM for that optimal drum and bass energy. Next up, let's load our drum sounds. First, select your drum samples. For the kick, choose something punchy, like the 909 kick from the Core library. For the snare, go for a crisp acoustic snare. And when it comes to hi-hats, you can either pick a closed hi-hat sample or create one using the operator for some added variation. Once you've got your samples, create a drum rack by dragging them in for easy manipulation. Now, let's program your drum pattern. Start with the kick and snare pattern. In your MIDI clip, which should be one bar long, place your kick at C1 on the downbeats beats 1 and 3 and your snare on the backbeats beats 2 and 4. Next, fill in the gaps between the kick and snare with closed hi-hats, using a hash 1 for those 16th note hits. Now, to add that shuffled feel, adjust the timing of the hi-hats. Change your grid to 1/16 and nudge some hi-hats forward to about 50-60%. And don't forget to experiment with velocity levels to create some dynamic variation. Just hold Alt while dragging to adjust those notes. Shifting gears a bit, let's create a rolling bass line. Begin by selecting a deep bass sound, like a Reese bass. Create a MIDI clip that's at least 2 bars long and start programming a bouncing bass line that complements your drum pattern. Start simple with root notes on beats 1 and 3, then gradually increase the complexity, using offbeats and eighth notes to enhance that shuffle. To really make that bass groove, utilize the swing function found in the groove pool on your bass notes to give it a lively feel, similar to those hi-hats. Next, let's add some drum fills. Duplicate your drum pattern clip and modify it slightly to create a fill. Alter the hi-hat rhythm and add extra kick hits on the last beat to build tension, before dropping back into your main groove. Now let's touch on arrangement. In the arrangement view, set up your clips with a 4-bar intro, followed by a breakdown where you can filter some elements out, before returning strong to your main groove. Automation can be a great tool here. Play with volume and effects like reverb or delay on snare hits for emphasis. As we round out this lesson, let's recap some common mistakes. One big one is ignoring the groove. DNB heavily relies on rhythm, so try to avoid too uniform timing that makes your track sound mechanical. Another mistake is overcomplicating bass lines. Start simple and build up gradually to maintain a solid foundation. And always remember to check your EQ to ensure your kick and bass occupy their own frequencies for clarity. Now, I have some pro tips for you for those darker, heavier DNB vibes. Consider layering multiple bass sounds to create depth. Utilize a sine wave from operator for sub-bass that follows your main bass line for a fuller low end. And don't hesitate to add vocal chops processed through a grain delay for atmospheric effects. Before we wrap up, here's a mini practice exercise for you. Recreate the drumming and bass line we just covered but add in a new element. Try using a different hi-hat pattern or create a bass line that harmonizes with a different chord progression. Experiment with effects like echo or reverb to explore different textures. You've now created a solid drum and bass groove with shuffled bass and drum interaction in Ableton Live. Keep practicing these techniques, and don't shy away from experimenting with your unique sounds. DNB thrives on creativity and personality, so let yours shine through. Get ready to make your tracks pop and keep those rhythms rolling. Happy producing!